Coaches Insight programs continuing here tonight on Care 93.7 as we're off to ACCHS and joined now by girls basketball coach, that is Austin Eckert. It is presented by L&L Construction. ACCHS in the middle of their midseason tournament this week, and we'll dive into it momentarily. But coach, team continues to kind of move up the rankings, 10 games in, 10 wins, undefeated, 10-0. Did you think maybe at this point you'd be at 10-0? I mean, maybe going back to December when we first had a conversation, we knew this team was going to be pretty solid, but it's hard to win night in and night out, and so far your girls have done just that.
Yeah, I would like to think yes if I was thinking about our schedule and where we would be 10 games in. I definitely would have the confidence that we could be at this point. I'm not going to say that I would have guaranteed it. But our girls have just worked hard, and they've responded well to a lot of setbacks that we've had, a lot of off-the-court things we can't control. But overall, these kids just work hard every day in practice. They work hard every game, and they're just a bunch of good kids. The record's great. We're playing really well, but overall, it's just a really fun group, and we're having a lot of fun this year.
Got to take it one game at a time, and it continues this week as you continue on with the midseason tournament at Jefferson County North. You got a win on Tuesday night to open that up. 63-39, it seemed like offensively it was balanced once again. Defensive effort was good, and just kind of an overall takeaway from that game against Atchison.
You know, Atchison had a rough start to their season, but since Christmas break, they've been playing a lot of really good basketball. They do a lot of really good things. They're physical, they're fast, they put a lot of pressure on you, and that was really good for us to see, because we're going to see some teams that are going to pressure us and be physical, and how are we going to respond to that? Early in the game, you know, Atchison was making a lot of plays, and I thought we handled that really well. And we started to play some good defense. We played really, really good team basketball last night. I think for the game we shot 51%, and we had 19 assists. Overall, defensive wise, I think we gave a little too much easy baskets, or too many easy baskets for Atchison. Second half especially, we made them work and take a lot of tough shots.
And what about a semifinal coming up? What can you tell us about Rossville and that potential matchup on Friday?
Rossville's good. They were ranked number 10 in state, I think, a couple weeks ago. They play in a really tough league. They play a lot of high-quality competition. They're going to bring a different type of challenge. They're very fast. They like to play in transition. They play a lot of five-out, which we haven't seen a lot of this year. They have a lot of guard types. They're pretty athletic. Overall, I like where we're at. I think we're ready to compete against a good team like Rossville, and I'm super excited for the challenge.
What are going to be a few keys to get that win on Friday against Rossville and move on to the championship on Saturday?
Well, we're going to take care of the ball. We can't have turnovers for scores, because that's kind of how they thrive. If they can play in transition, if they can have steals for easy layups, they're really good. So we're going to take care of the ball and make great decisions offensively. And then defensively, just make it tough. They're a team that has many capable scorers, but we just can't allow them to have easy baskets.
ACCHS girls basketball coach Austin Eckert joining us. Our Coaches Insight program, it is presented by L&L Construction. Good stuff, coach. We appreciate it. Good luck against Rossville Friday and the rest of that tournament. And we will talk to you next week.
Thank you, Brandon.